Alrighty. Hey, good morning, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Another episode of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning. How are you guys? Hope you guys are doing great. It's episode 138. How about that? Even with taking a break this summer, they're just stacking up. Incredible. So, how are you guys? Good morning. Happy Sunday. Hope you guys are doing great. I am doing really good. I thought I'd jump on here this morning and just bang out a journal and get myself centered and positive and here in the moment, as the journal tends to do for me. So good morning. So it's early here. It's not that early. It's like 7:30. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. We've been in just pouring rain all week, which has been really nice after all the smoke earlier this month. So I've been kind of cooped up for a few days. It rained quite a few inches. It actually rained really hard, which is really nice. We really needed it. It was really dry. And so I've been having a really good week. I've been getting to, you know, some early fall stuff. I've been puttering around inside. I've been working on some projects. And I got to tell you one thing this week that was new for me. I told you guys a few weeks ago that I was going to get back into working out hard and also hoping to get my cardio going again with my new bike. You can see it behind me there. So excited about it. It's an electric mountain bike, so it takes me much farther. And I love it. So I've had that for just a little over, maybe a couple weeks. I think I just started riding it this week. I think Sunday was my first day, if I remember correctly. Maybe it was Saturday or Friday. But anyways, kind of just started riding it. So this week, I finally got to kind of get out there and really push myself again. So I did. I think I did like 30 miles on my bike this week. Not much on that electric bike. It pushes you along pretty good, but a lot of climbing and downhill. I had a lot of fun. I love it, love it, love it. Totally enthused and invigorated again. So it was great to get outside and out into the woods. I went for a long hike, completely wore myself out on maybe Tuesday. I can't remember when that was, before the rain came. And I had two great workouts this week. And I had a really great moment. I had a personal best, a personal record, a PR, as they call it in weightlifting. And that was in my pull-ups. So I've been doing weighted pull-ups for a few years with a backpack full of weights. And I have been increasing them very slowly. I think I talked a week or 2 weeks ago, maybe with Kuhner, about how I was feeling like I wasn't progressing. And I have been slowly progressing my weighted pull-ups, but it was so slow, it was hard to notice. And so anyways, on Friday, I took the weights off and went for just a max pull-ups best. And you guys, I did 16. I probably could have even done one more, but that's more than I've ever done in my life. I think my last personal best was 14 a few years ago. I haven't tried for a little while. But I'm definitely getting stronger. So that felt good. And I weighed myself this week for the first time in months. And I weigh 139, which is pretty much exactly to the pound kind of where I've been for, I think it's been like 2 years now. You know, I go up to like 142 or 43, and I've come down maybe to 138. But for the most part, zero carb, it's so amazing. I mean, I eat, you know, there's days when I'm hungry and I'm like, I'm having all the food, and I eat just as much as I can, and I eat as much as I want. I never stop, you know. I never stop eating because, oh, I've had enough, I, you know, because I'm my weight or anything like that. I just eat what I want, when I want, however much I want. My weight is 100% stable, and that's really, really, really profound for me. I never had huge struggles being overweight in my life, but I did have huge struggles maintaining weight and controlling weight. And even I was overweight. I was out of shape. I wasn't obese. Actually, I was probably just on the verge of obese, but I, since that's a fairly modest rating to hit these days. But I was overweight. But the biggest thing, what I'm trying to say, is that I weighed myself regularly, and my weight used to fluctuate on the order of 10 pounds, within a couple days in my old state. And I think most of that was water. And it was due to me being constantly inflamed and going in states of inflammation and then, you know, getting a little better and then going back to inflamed. So I would fluctuate a lot. But The point is that now I don't. So that just feels amazing. It feels like, I mean, to be honest, you know, I was sick, terribly sick, and this, you know, way of eating has completely eliminated me feeling like I'm sick. But more than that, you know, it there's that part of it too, that peace of mind of struggling to reach personal goals and struggling to, you know, have a certain aesthetic or whatever. And it was very, very, I mean, this is what I'm trying to say. It was so difficult 5-6 years ago for me to manage my weight. I was so strict on myself. I had to have so much discipline. You know, there was, I don't remember how long, a year or two where I weighed every piece of food that went in my mouth. Partly trying to figure out what it was that was messing me up, but, you know, just trying to figure out why my weight would go 10 pounds every few days and why I would have so much inflammation and water weight and edema and whatever else. So this is all just a way of saying that that while it seems, you know, if I had never been through those phases, I'd be like, yeah, no big deal. My weight's the same for 2 years. But after being through those phases of struggling so much and having that be, I mean, that was the number one ruling thing in my life for a while, was that scale. And it wasn't because, like I said, because I thought I was overweight. It was because I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on with my body. And the scale was my biggest indicator. But I think that's even, I believe that's the same thing when you're struggling with metabolic disease and you are so out of whack that you're crazy overweight. You don't know why and you can't control it. I just remember that feeling of working my butt off, weighing every piece of food, being so strict to myself. Being at long hours of work down in the bottom of a boat and allowing myself like a little bite of a granola bar when it was time to have that and writing down my calories. I mean, it was miserable. And at the time I felt like it was the only way to get out of the hole that I was in. Because that's, you know, what we're taught. You're overweight, less calories, right? Or you're struggling with your weight, you know, control your calories. So at any rate, this is just a long way of saying that, man, what a difference here, huh, you guys? You know, here I am now, coming up on 4 years of zero carb, and my weight, you know, once I found kind of my median mean there, I have just been rock solid without putting a single thought into it. I mean, I don't, you know, obviously I think about it a little bit because I talk about it, but I don't try and manage it. And that's just probably one of the biggest blessings of this way of eating, let alone the digestive, you know, the freedom from pain and all the issues. But there's so much more. And a big part of that is kind of being a natural weight without having to think about it as if nature intended it that way. How crazy, huh? I know, it's so funny, isn't it? We've moved so far away from what we're supposed to be that I think it's, you know, it's funny when our bodies behave how they're supposed to. But at any rate, that was a huge thing for me to weigh myself this week and be like, huh, there I am. Same exact. So I talked about it a little bit last week, how I thought maybe my weight had been sort of maybe fluctuating a bit. It hasn't really at all. And I do think, you know, considering that I'm making progress in my pull-ups, that I'm still swapping, you know, some, not fat, but whatever, for muscle. I'm still building, putting on muscle, even though my weight is barely moving, if it's moving at all. So, feels great, you guys. I'm feeling really good. So, I hope, I hope. So, there's that. So, like I said, I'm just getting started here. I literally just woke up and jumped on camera here. So, I just, I do better when I do it like this, but I am a little scattered. So, yeah, so there's that, and let's see, what else can I share with you guys? Let's talk about food. So, what I've been eating has been the same as I've been telling you guys. I've been eating my homegrown ground beef, which, God, you guys, it's so, the quality, and what I mean, again, when I say quality, I'm just going to say, like, the physical qualities that I can, you know, these aren't subjective, really, in terms of like, I can tell it's good because it tastes good or whatever. But when I mean quality, I just mean the way that it was processed, and probably the quality of the flesh too. But it's so soft, is what I'm trying to say. This is part of what I'm talking about digestive stuff. Like when I handle it, when I smash it onto my griddle, It's obvious that it's so much softer than the commercial ground beef that I've got, and I think that's a big part of what's going on with making it easier for me to digest. I mean, there's just nothing hard or gristly or tough in it at all. I mean, I sometimes when I'm using like Costco, their premium organic ground beef, you know, I'm pulling out veins and nerves and these chunky bits out of the, you know, I'll try and smash it and there'll be things that stick up, you know, gristle and stuff. And that's just, it's so different. So been eating my homegrown ground beef, really appreciating that. Obviously I notice every time I cook it, how high quality it is. And I've been eating eggs, which is kind of new for me to eat them regularly. So I've been eating actually quite regularly, like 3 to 5 a day. Usually just 3, but sometimes in the mornings I won't have enough leftovers from the night before. So I'll cook up a couple eggs. Been feeling great, you guys. I've been loving them. They've been, you know, wonderful. And I've been feeling really good. They haven't seemed to set in any sort of significant way, any setbacks for me, which used to be the case. So really pleased with that, really enjoying them, and I'm feeling awesome, you guys. My energy's been amazing. Part of that is probably because I'm getting to rest a lot. You know, I'm just not working, you know, physically as hard as I was when I was so active working on the boats. But I do. I have great energy. I feel really good. My guts haven't been bothering me at all in any meaningful way, which is I'm usually aware, you know, when I'm eating something else, there's usually a time of during the day that I'm aware of some issues, and that hasn't been happening. So I've been feeling great. I'm getting, you know, I talked about it the day before, I'm a little stir crazy. I'd love to do something, but I am feeling super good and for the most part staying super positive and staying you know, present and in the moment, even though I'm just staying home. And I don't think that's going to change, you guys. I definitely think that that the work that I've been, you know, making a living on these last few years has really dried up. I actually just talked to one of my buddies, one of the shop owners last night on a friend basis. We weren't talking business. He's one of my dearest friends, probably my dearest friend. And he's staying busy enough, but it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of room for outside contractors like me, which is fine. I expected it. But because of that, I'm sort of changing my plans for the future here, and I'm sort of expecting that I'm going to be here for the winter anyways. You know, regardless what happens with travel opening up or whatever, I'm going to have to, just keep things tight for a little while, which is fine. And it's, you know, basically, like I said, I'm just kind of trying to stay positive and stay here in the moment, and I'm doing great, you guys. I'm loving it. So part of, I came here just kind of talking about physical stuff, and so my schedule's been a little different is what I'm trying to say. I've been having a lot of time to focus on both working out and getting proper rest. So it feels great. Really loving it. Staying super productive. And on that note, I want to talk about my blood test sponsorship partners, letsgetchecked.com. You guys know I've talked about these guys just about every week, and I just want to bring them up one more time. And first of all, say thank you guys for supporting me via this sponsorship. This has been really incredibly helpful to me in so many ways, you know. First and foremost, just peace of mind knowing what my numbers are through blood tests and stuff like that. And also just the sponsorship is helping me out immensely financially. So I got to thank you guys so much for all your support. If you haven't tried this out, please do. It helps me out a bunch. You can get my, there's a link in the description. My code that will get you 20% off on everything you buy is Zero Carb. So click the link, go check them out. Use my code Zero Carb, help yourself out, get some peace of mind for your blood test numbers. Helps me out a ton. Really appreciate it. I'm going to do some more coming up. We're at the end of summer now, so I want to do my vitamin D again. I want to do my cholesterol again for you guys. Probably my testosterone one more time. So I'll do another round of these coming up before too long, and I'll share that with you guys. But they've been making a big difference for me in a couple ways, and I just wanted to reiterate that it really does help me in my journey knowing how my numbers are moving forward. And on that note, you know, I was seeing my doctor all the time, right? I was seeing him every 2 weeks for a long time, every month for a while after that, every 2 months for a while after that, every 6 months for a while after that, and now it's been I think the last time I saw him was earlier this year in March, and I don't have anything any appointments on the calendar. And, you know, for the most part, those appointments were me seeking data, seeking blood test data. I mean, at first they were much more than that. But as time went on, we were just sort of collecting data. And I can do that now without going to see him. So that's been a big change for me. It's made a big difference in my life. Definitely helps, you know, keep things simple and inexpensive. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with that. So that's been a big step forward in my life. So let's see. What else, guys? Gosh, you know, I think that's probably about it. I just wanted to jump on this morning. Yeah, it's been about 15 minutes, it looks like. So that's been enough for today. I'm looking forward to this week. I'm really excited. We're going to have another week of sun after a bunch of rain. So I'm really excited to get on my bike as much as I can. Hopefully I'll come back and start producing some videos for you guys that are outside of my journal. But, you know, this is really the thing that's, I mean, this is what this channel is for, is to be a journal and a place to, for all of us to just come and sort of weekly check in and sort of reaffirm, you know, where we are and how we're doing and all those things. Oh, Cuner, sorry, man, I got my chat kind of off to a different side here. I missed you. Hey, good morning. Thanks for being here. Sarah, you're here too. Oh, wow. Wonderful. Hi, you guys. Thanks for being here. I didn't really know that anyone was here or expect anybody. You know, I've been doing these things, just kind of getting up in the morning and jumping on. And, I've been doing them live because it's fun to do them live, but I sort of forgot that, some folks might be here. So wonderful to see you guys. Thanks so much for showing up. I hope you guys are doing good. Cuner, I was just talking earlier, I won't go back all the way over it, but I PR'd this week, man, 16 pull-ups, first time in my life. You and I were talking about progress. I talked about it earlier, but you and I were talking about progress a few weeks ago, so I just wanted to let you know that felt really good. I've been doing weighted pull-ups, and so I took the weights off and went for a PR, and I had an awesome one. So I hope you're making some progress yourself, my friend. Yeah, thanks, dude. It felt awesome. It was, like, I was really stoked, you know, because I'd been feeling like I hadn't been progressing, which wasn't really fair, to be honest. Like, I'd gone from, like, 4 or 5 weighted pull-ups to I'm doing 3 sets of 7 with my weight. It's only 20 pounds, but it's 3 sets of 7 now, and I'm working towards 8. I'm sure I could do 8 or 9 single, but 20 pounds, you know, I weigh 140, so it's not much. It's whatever that is, 15% of my weight or something. But it, you know, it adds a lot. And so when I took the weights off, yeah, I floated up through 16 of them and it felt awesome. So, that was great. Sarah, I hope you're doing good. I hope you are hanging in there. Hope you were able to get some cows slaughtered. I've been thinking about you actually. Thinking I wish I could come down there and pick up a cow from you. Maybe one of these days I'll do that. I don't know. I told you I was going to stop raising them. And so I've been looking out at my empty pasture. It's kind of sad not having the animals. It's the right thing to do for me this year, especially with my financial situation and being out of work. I don't think that, you know, I was spending, well, you know how it goes, a lot of money on fences every year. So just being able to take a break from that this year is going to make a difference for me. Just to not have to keep putting that money into the infrastructure and work and time. So, but it doesn't, it's weird looking out there at the pasture and having no animals in the field. But I'll get used to it. So anyways, you guys, I was just going to check out. I think I am going to still do that. I really appreciate that you guys stopped in to see me. I hope you guys are doing great. Sarah, I'm sure you're running around cooking everything and getting ready for church and probably taking care of a million people like you always do. But thank you very much for stopping in. I'm sure you're too busy to say hi, but I really appreciate that you're here. And that goes for all of you. Anyone watching, anyone listening, you guys, your support has been so incredibly helpful to me, and I thank you so much. I'm going to come back and keep doing these, I think, on the weekly now as we move forward into the dark part of the year, because they're so helpful to me. And because you guys mean so much to me. So I recognize that when I get done with these, I always feel so much better. And they do. They set my week off to a great start. So hope you guys have a great week. I'm going to settle in, focus on my goals, be here now, stay positive. I'm looking forward to some football today and some chilling on a Sunday. Kind of looking forward to getting into a restful day. But as we move forward this week, I'm going to be pushing hard on my workouts and trying to make some progress and move forward, regardless of getting a little sidetracked with what's going on. So hope you guys are doing good too. Hope you guys make some progress. Stay the course. Remember your goals and keep them in sight and keep moving towards them. Things are a little weird out there right now for sure. But I think we can all keep going. So yeah, Kuhner, sit down and write down some of that 90-day goal stuff. It makes a huge difference, man. Highly recommend it. You know, try it for 90 days and be easy on yourself. Like I said, my first 90 days were just the simplest stuff. Brush your teeth every day, you know, and that just kind of gets you in the habit. It's really, 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 it's been one of the most profound, actions that I've taken to have helped me progress and feel better and move forward. And when I don't know what I'm doing, I look over at my little piece of paper and I go, you're doing great, man. You're being right here now. You're working on your number one goal. Writing things down like that, like staying positive and being in the moment, have made an enormous difference for me. Because sometimes I'll walk around and, you know, you'll start slipping into that other, the dark side, right? And you'll be wondering why you're not being more productive, or wondering what you're doing and why you're not working on the other thing you should be doing. And you can go look at your goals and go, no, man, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Stay the course. So yeah, do it, Kuhner. I highly encourage you. It's a really, really, really effective tool to move yourself forward. So all right, guys, that's enough. Hope you guys have a great Sunday. Have a great week. Man, as always, thank you guys. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. So, okay, you guys, that's it. I'm going to hit the video, outgoing video, and I'll see you next week. Okay, you guys, take care. Thanks.